Thanks so much, Daniel. Boy, I love that song, Apple of My Eye. It's so special. Anyway, I'm sorry if my throat sounds a little scratchy. I've been doing a lot of talking lately. I don't know, some of you on the line may not know, I have a new job. I am a tour guide, so I talk for 5 or 6 hours a day now. Anyway, I'm so thankful to be on the call tonight, and I've prepared a short sharing here called Living a Carefree Life or Worry-Free Life. Well, boy, that's something that we all want, isn't it? And, there's that funny song, Be Happy, Don't Worry, right? Well, I think God wants us happy, but I think he wants us a lot more than happy. So anyway, I came across this interesting statement. It said, worry is a conversation you have with yourself about things you cannot change. Prayer is a conversation you have with God about things he can change. And I thought that was kind of clever. And I spent some time kind of looking at it and thinking about it. Worry is a conversation you have with yourself about things you cannot change. Well, yeah, I guess if you're trying to do things in your own strength with your own resources, I could see that you might be concerned about things not changing, right? And you might have worry. But anyway, God certainly doesn't want us living with worries and carrying or shouldering very difficult burdens that we're presented with in our lives. He wants us to be free from that. He wants us to live a carefree life. just kind of in looking at this subject, how do we deal with worry? How do we live a carefree life? That means where not that those burdens aren't around us or difficulties don't present themselves, but we don't carry the burden of them. So we're carefree. We're living free of the care of those situations because basically of four different things. One, first of all, we surrender to God. Now, I know that word surrender is a big word, but it is a beautiful word. We're going to talk briefly about that. Number two, we maintain our confidence in him with conviction. We don't give in to pressure. That's number two. Number three, we bring him on the scene through prayer. I love that whole concept of I have a situation I'm dealing with. Hold on one second. Let me bring God Almighty on the scene. He's going to be present here with us. He'll be helping me to deal with this situation. Isn't that wonderful? And then number four, we continue in believing, not wavering. We stay steadfast. So in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, if you want to turn there on your phones or your Bibles or your pads or other devices. 1 Peter 5, 6 says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. It says, therefore, humble yourselves. That word humble, literally, I think it means it's a better, maybe understood surrender. Surrender yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and that he may exalt you or that he may lift you up. And you do that by you casting your cares on him. So what does surrender mean anyway? Surrender, let go of your pride. Let go of your self-focus, thinking that you must solve all of your life's problems on your own. I have on your own in all caps, bold, instead of relinquishing your cares and burdens to him. Here's the ultimate definition of the word surrender. To surrender is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and accept the free gift of his life on your behalf. Anyway, so we cast our cares to him. What does it mean to cast our cares to him? Well, we know he cares for us. That's amazing. We just read that and we go like, oh my God, that is incredible. He cares for me. I love that song that Daniel played there. And Sal sings in that song, he says, remember my children, I'm for you. I'm for you. He cares for us. Anyway, we give all of our worries and cares to God, for he cares, excuse me, about us. So that's the first point. We surrender to God, casting or releasing. So that casting, again, is to release it. We have to release it to him according to his word, and then we do it with conviction. We release it with conviction. Point two is we maintain our confidence in him with conviction. We don't give in to pressure. Now, this is interesting. If you look at Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, please. Hebrews 10, 35. So in the earlier verses, it said to cast our cares to him, to release those cares to him. Here in Hebrews 10, 35, it says, cast not therefore our confidence. So here it's saying, do not release our confidence in him, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, endurance, that ye, after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So he tells us to release our cares to him with conviction. He also tells us to maintain our confidence in him with conviction. Ah, that's amazing. That's really wonderful. All right, and then point three, we bring God on the scene through prayer. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. You know, all of a sudden you're doing something, cleaning dishes, and a thought comes to you, it's a burden. You're like, oh my God, there it is again. And then you say, wait a minute, hold on, I have to bring the Father on the scene here. Anyway, Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, worry is an emotion. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about a believing action, prayer, going to God, bringing him on the scene. And because we do that, his peace surpasses our understanding. That's how we live worry-free. That's one of the ways we live a carefree life. One of the translations says, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. See, we started by surrendering to God, by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and his life and finished works for our own. And then finally, we bring God on the scene through prayer, and he guards our hearts. And he assures us that he'll bring those things to pass that he has promised for us. We're going to see that next in our final key here, things that we need to pay attention to. We continue in believing, not wavering, staying steadfast. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith, oh, I'll let you get there, but I think most of you are probably familiar with this verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Another version says, believing is the title deed of things prayed for, the evidence they are yours before they are seen. So see, believing is not an emotion like worry is or fear. Believing is action. So believing is the guarantee. It's the promise that he has assured us through the faithfulness of his word, that he will come on the scene and he will make it happen on our behalf. We have that evidence through believing. And then Hebrews 10:23, I'll just read it to you. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And then the last verse I'd like to look at here is James 1:6. James 1:6 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in believing, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So God asks us to go to him without wavering, in confidence. He wants us to maintain the confidence we have towards him and not to give in to pressure. So once again, the four things that we want to keep our eyes on: one, we surrender to God, casting or releasing all of our cares to him with conviction. And then in that wonderful moment-by-moment relationship that we have as he works in our heart and shares things with us moment-by-moment about what he's doing, how he's taking care of things, how he gives us that assurance through the Spirit that lives within us, we maintain our confidence in him with conviction. We do not give in to pressure because we know we are winners. We are going to win. He's going to make sure of that. And then three, we bring him on the scene through prayer. He's ever present with us. I loved how Daniel shared that in a teaching about 2 weeks ago, but of course we talk about it whenever we get together, that moment-by-moment relationship we have with him. That's that one thing about bringing him on the scene through prayer. I just can't stop talking about it because it's just so wonderful, because that's really how it works. Look, Father, here we are. Anyway, and then let me finish up here. We continue in believing, not wavering, staying steadfast. So anyway, just a few things I wanted to share. I had been thinking about them, and I think God was just kind of sharing some things with me as I was dealing with things. So again, it's a real blessing to be able to share that with you tonight. Thank you so much, Daniel.